flesh, bones, and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on, but I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't get when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die,
Om Shanti. What objects are the fountain of thy happy strain? What fields or waves or mountains? What shapes of sky or plain? What love of thine own kind? What ignorance of pain? Chorus, hymeneal or triumphal chant, match with thine would be all. But an empty want, a thing wherein we feel there is some hidden want. The poet has seen the bird, and the poet is excited to listen to this voice, this singing, this joy. And this poet is wondering, what objects are the fountain of thy happy strain? What fields or waves or mountain? What love of thine own kind? What ignorance of pain? The joy comes when we fly unbound, unfettered. Chorus, hymeneal or triumphal chant, match with thine, would be all, but an empty want, a thing wherein we feel there is some hidden want. Nothing can be compared to this singing, no matter. The battle is won and there is triumphal chants. The marriage party is going on and the music is being played, but poet is seeing the bird, is listening to that bird, to that skylark. And he thinks that everything of this earth is incomplete, a thing wherein we feel there is some hidden want. Why the bird has attracted the poet so much? Why that skylark made Percy Bysshe Shelley to stop? Like an unbodied joy whose race is just begun. The boy, the bird, is free. The bird is rising. Hail to thee, blithe spirit. Bird, thou never wert, that from heaven or near it, pourest thy full heart in profuse strains of unpremeditated art. The bird is not a bird. Poet is comparing the bird to a spirit. And where is the spirit? Near heaven. Doing what? Pouring profuse strains of unpremeditated art. Unplanned. Unthought. Spontaneous. Life is spontaneous. So let it take its own course. Don't try to control it too much. Neither jump because there is rise, nor become sorrowful because there is fall. You have seen ECG, how is it? Up, down, up, down, up, down. That means the person is alive. So when it becomes asystole, straight line, person is dead. Life is never a straight line. It always has spirals. Up and down, up and down. And every down is a preparation for the up. So also, you will have success and you will have failure. And you learn more from failures. Failure is nothing but a success in slow motion. Success with a coffee break is success, is failure. So enjoy the beauty of rising and falling. This Murli talks about the rising art, the descending art. Definitely the attempt is to rise above. But when the fall comes, fall is not failing. Falling is not failing. So the Murli has three categories of souls. The first category, those who are passing with honor. The second category, those who are just passing, and the third category, Baba said, don't ask. He has not mentioned. Probably those who are failing terribly. The first category are those who just pass. So these are the soul with the stage of descent. And this stage of descent has four characteristics. So when today's Murli Baba is looking at the life story, how is your life story? How is your life activities? How is the life Leela? And what sort of lines you have? So he saw these three categories. The first, those children with descending stage. So when you have descending stage, you have four things. First, you fall down and the pull pulls you further down. It's just like a ball thrown and the ball keeps going down. Every fall, if it becomes an habit, that fall further pulls you down. The second, Every time you fall, you will have to make special effort and you will have to have special attention. Then only you can come back. Somebody is eating fruits and suddenly starts eating cooked. Now he has to make special efforts and special attention. You cannot just come back to your original natural so easily. So also, you are leading the life of celibacy, brahmacharya, purity, and suddenly there is a fall. Now you cannot come back suddenly, because every fall will pull you further down. Defeat attracts defeat. So special attention, special effort. The third thing, paya tha, we had got, but we lost. That's the song. Pana tha, pa liya, that is the song of pass with honors. Paya tha, but lost it, kho diya, that is the song of those who are just passing. And the fourth thing is, they are coming into the category of just pass. They are coming into second category. So whenever there is a stage of descent, falling, fall will pull the fall. One, you will have to make special efforts and have special attention. And third, the song will change. The lyrics will change. The song of joy will turn into the song of sorrow, of losing. And the fourth thing, your category will change. Exams. But yes, even if you fail in any exam, there is one advantage. You learn the art of making creative excuses. Now coming to the stage of ascent. Now this stage of ascent, of rising, again has got few characteristics. So whenever there is stage of ascent, the long-lasting stage of ascent will have long-lasting effect. This stage of ascent, you will feel Father as near, and Father, you will be like the Father. You will be Shaktishali, powerful. Destroyer of obstacle, Vigna Vinashak. Murti, you will be like a statue, an image, full of attainments. Smriti Swarup, you will be the embodiment of remembrance. So these are all the six characteristics of a soul who is having rising heart, ascending stage. Obstacles will come and obstacles will go. Baba said, there are few other factors that will determine. In the face of challenges, are you Sakshi and Sati? Are you in that stage of detached observership, or are you in the companionship of God? And the second factor is, what are you doing with the situations? Are you making mole out of mountain? The situations are big. What are you doing with them? Are they becoming smaller? Or the situations are small and you are making them big? And how do you make? 1, 2, 3. You remember them. Second, you narrate them. And fourth, you spread them. By doing these three things, you convert every small situation into a big situation. Every mole converts into a mountain. Things come and things go. A student is frustrated, failing repeatedly in exams, goes to the master. So many failures. The master takes the disciple to a pond, takes a stone and throws into the pond, and ripples are generated. So don't worry, if there is a fall, ripples are generated. So wisdom grows. Every failure carries the seed of wisdom hidden in it. Fail, but learn from it. They are your best teachers. The challenges, the life circumstances. They test you. They are the papers. So Baba says, every small situation, if you want to make that small situation into the big situation, what you have to do? Step number one, think about it. Churn about it. And then narrate. And then spread it. Gossip mongering. But yes, if you want to make a big situation into a small situation, what do you have to do? Sathi and change and check. Check and change. Put a full stop. This full stop of the present will turn into full stock of the future. Check, change, check, change, check, change. Move ahead. Full stop. The past hurts and future worries. Let go of things that don't serve you anymore. So this is about the three categories of soul. First, pass. Second, full pass. First, pass. Second, pass with honor. And the third, don't ask. And in these three categories, again, these are the two criteria. What you do in the challenging situations. You make them big or small. And what is the state of the mind? Are you still a detached observer and a companion of God, or you forget everything? This is one thing. Now the second part of the Murli is about life story. How your life story should be. First, your life story should be taking you towards higher goal. Second, it should be filled with specialities. Third, it should be filled with attainments. So these are the three things. And then there are another four things. Just as you read the life story of people and they are inspiring, so also your life story should be a life story of inspiration. Your life story should be a life story of courage, enthusiasm, and your life story should show the path to the lost. So make your life story like this. And the last, when others read it, they should feel inspired. If this instrument soul can do, I can also do. Let us also enlighten others. You don't have to create followers, you have to create enlightened masters. If you are the master, if you are the lamp, let the other become the lamps like you. Who will enlighten yet another lamp? Each one, teach one. This is the factory where masters are produced. This is not the industry of slaves. but the kingdom of kings, the queendom of queens, the house of masters. So this is the Murli. But how to do that? That now you have to think and you have to churn. How to make life inspiring, how to make life full of courage, how to make life full of enthusiasm, how to make life full of specialities, how to make life full of attainments, how to make life so bright that it will enlighten the path of others. The fellow pilgrims, you have to support them. So one part of the Murli is about life story, your biography. A biopic should be made. A biopic can be made. Life should be such inspiring. And characteristics of ascent and characteristics of descent. So what to do from today's Murli? The task, the rising art. Think of some picture, some drawing, some symbolism in nature, which you think represents as rising art, as ascending stage. Just as this is a mountain and the person is climbing. It's not about reaching the destination. It's about enjoying the journey. The journey itself is joy. The journey of perfection. It is filled with ups and downs, with a waning and waxing. There is success and failure. And our greatest glory lies not in never falling or failing, but in rising every time you fall. You should test both failure and success. And success teaches you less, but failure teaches you more. Every failure makes you introvert. So check, change, full stop, full stop. Check, change, full stop, full stop. That is the first thing. Second, when you utter the word rising art or ascending art, what positive vocabulary comes to your mind? What things are needed for success? So here are some of the words written. You can think of more. Success, progress, hope, stability, courage, determination, inspiration. So think of such powerful words. Churn those words. Words are powerful. But just don't get lost in words. Know the deeper meaning, the connotations. So that's the third task. And the fourth task is interview task. Think of some questions you will ask to a person whom you think has inspired you. Such five questions. What are those questions you will ask to a person? You have to become a someone who is taking an interview. So take interview of a person who inspires you. The life story is so inspiring, full of courage, full of inspiration, full of attainments. Full of speciality, full of challenges. Ask them how they have overcome. What made them so strong and what made them so powerful? So these are the three tasks from today's Murli. Om Shanti.